Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm so glad to see you. I love doing our Sunday morning show together. I'm so glad that we've been together all this time. I'm Melissa Redpill. If you are new to our channel, I hope you will enjoy this. We look at the current events in the light of God's Word. It's biblical what we are experiencing. I've got so much to show you today, so let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about where President Trump literally posted, "I am the king." I don't know if he's trolling. I don't know what's going on. But I want you to see that. He said that. I'm going to show you that. I'm also going to show you this amazing thing that's happening with Spencer Pratt, where it talks about God wins. Kind of cool. And also Watch California. We're going to talk about that. Also, Patriots in Control got a really great post connection from Stormy Joe. I really appreciate him. And also, and actually, he's going to be on with us on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Anyway, we're going to do a special show on Thursday, so stay tuned for that. And also, I'm going to talk about this claw. The claw is something else is going on with the claw, because it's just too weird. So we're going to talk about that. And Trump and Bernie Sanders have an economic plan. How about that? I want to talk about that, and also from Susan Kokenda shared that, so I want to give you a little taster on that, so really appreciate that. If you like this type of content, please hit the like button right now. We're going to get started. Buckle up, or here we go. But subscribe if you're not subscribed. Make sure your bell is rung so you know when we have videos coming out. And also check out the link I just put into the chat. There is the YouTube link right there in the Rumble chat, and if you, my moderators, will go and put the Rumble link in the YouTube chat, and everybody join with both and like both so that we can all cross-pollinate and get to be buddies and work together to fight this criminal cabal. This is my website here, melissaredpill.com. You'll find the real Melly links right there so you can follow our social media. I post the latest, coolest posts and fun posts and things that you really need to see over on there. You'll see all my great posts. I've got wonderful team Melly that makes sure that we have the social media, the video channels, all the social media. It's all right there. You'll see the end times truth too. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So let's get started. Let's start off with True Stormy Joe. If you're not following him, definitely give him a follow. And here is where he brings up that Spencer Pratt said, "God always wins." Okay. Okay. Pretty cool. Is he part of the plan? And I'm also going to show you where it says Watch California. I'll show that in a second. But yeah, so this was dated June 4th. You know, here we are in the middle of this mayhem in California. What is going on with California? Because it looks like that the girl who was third place and nobody wanted her at all to, you know, her numbers were terrible. All of a sudden, she's now looking like she might be in first place after all these fake votes, these ballots came in, literally helicoptered in. The whole thing is just such a sideshow. It's just horrible. Anyway, so check out what Stormy Joe had to say, though, about God always wins. So don't worry. Trust the plan.
Holy cow. Watch this. Okay. So Q4396 dated yesterday, Delta, June 3rd, 2020. Donald Trump holding the Bible. Q comes back. God wins. So we've been theorizing on Absolute Storm that Spencer Pratt is definitely part of the show. There's just way too many coincidences. And watch how this lines up. He just posted today, June 4th, God always wins. Holy cow. Op confirmed. We'll see you tonight at...
There you go. I think that's just so cool. And so, yeah, definitely give him a follow. I really appreciate how he connects so many dots. And yeah, truly, God always wins. Trust the plan. This is biblical. There's no doubt about it. That's what we look at here is how this is. This is, you know, what we've been waiting for thousands of years to bring down the criminal cabal. And it's the biggest thing is everybody can see this. Everybody in California can see clearly what they're doing. I mean, it is not even, you know, hidden in the background anymore. All right, here President Trump said the cheating going on in California is not incompetence. It is corruption. He played this out. So he brought this out. I want to make sure that you guys hear it too. And he says that California is cheating and demands the Save America Act. This cannot continue. Check out what he said.
Election. When I turned, the election was totally rigged. It was a rigged election, just like they're rigging the election right now, it looks like in California. Can you imagine? It's 4 days and they still aren't even close to telling you who won. You know why? Because they're rigging the election. That's why. 4 days.
Yep.
You know, in Spain, they had an election. I'm not a big fan of Spain, to be honest with you. It's gone very far left. But they had an election. All the votes were in. Similar size to the state of California. It's a little larger, actually. And every vote was in by 10 o'clock in the evening and counted. You're going to be waiting weeks to get these votes. It's corrupt. Somebody said it's incompetent. I said, no, just the opposite. It's unbelievably competent if you happen to be a Democrat politician. Because with their policies, the only way they can get elected is to cheat. And when you look at an election, not even relatively a big election, for one state, for one city, for Los Angeles, there's nowhere close to counting the votes. But you look at what's happening. It's getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And the people.
So it appears that the runoff will be between Bass and Rimtha, whatever her name is. So two Democrats. That's where they always do it. They just have their two puppets in there. So they don't really care who wins because they just have their two puppets. And what they didn't count on was someone like a Spencer Pratt running and for the overwhelming response for him. So, yeah, they can only win if they cheat. It's a really... it's a big moment. And so watch California. Here's where President Trump said, watch California, everybody. Our election process is as bad or worse than any third world country. The biggest difference is they count their votes much faster. They don't wait 7 days to tell you who won, rigging the election during each and every one of them. Every Americans are ashamed of what is happening, President Donald J. Trump. And so here it is, this post right here from April 19th, 2018, post 1197. Watch California. Watch California. Thank you, MJ Truth, for catching that and posting that. So, yeah, this is part of the plan. Part of the plan is for it to be, what state is more obvious on the cheating than California? With the illegal vote, with, you know, everything they're doing there. And so, yeah, we've got to have the Save America Act. There's just no doubt about it. And for those who are preventing that from happening, that tells you, they're not Americans. They're traitors, right? We know that. All right. So I want you to see that. So let's see what's next. Okay. Let's talk about this claw. What is going on with this claw? That's called a claw. And I think it's very cool. Okay. I think it's extremely cool. But, I gotta say, it doesn't match the White House, right? It doesn't really match. And so anybody who wants to, you know, I can see it being done somewhere else, but it just seems very interesting that it's right here. Now, I love it. I love anything that President Trump does. I'm just going to put that out there. But it just, this does not, I mean, it's a monstrosity. It's just so big. And it really does not go along with the Greco-Roman style of the White House or this beautiful ballroom. But, you know, I can understand for it to be there for a while, but then, what if it's for that? President Trump posted, I'll play this in a second, but President Trump posted that he's going to leave it up after the UFC event next Sunday, the 14th. he's going to leave it up. Okay, he's either trolling, right, which he loves to do, or he is really...
Okay, here we go. I'm just trying to make sure I have everything working.
So either, like I said, either he's trolling or there's another purpose for it. And I want you guys to tell me in the chat what you think. What do you think it's maybe there for? And is it a claw to, like the claw machine, like our famous Mike Lindell, our wonderful famous Mike Lindell was in the claw machine on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Is it to pick up and expose before all the world this criminal network and all their minions, one at a time? That it'll be every day after day after day exposing this criminal cabal, and they've got giant screens there, so you know, parading them before the world. This is what the Word of God says, that they'll be brought before an open shame, before open mockery, before the world. This is what the Bible says would happen. They won't be able to do this in a corner, in some courtroom where they get some sweetheart deal. Like the Bolton this week supposedly is only have to pay $2 million and he doesn't have any prison time. No, that's not the way it's going to work. You know, they can say that all they want. But when justice truly falls and President Trump operates the claw, they will be held to the full extent of the law and they will be brought before open shame before the entire world. Okay, so that's what's truly going to happen. It's Trump's claw. I think that that's what it's going to be. We'll see. We will watch and see. I just think it's just, and this, let's just be honest, it doesn't make sense that that would be left up unless it's going to be used for their judgment day. And what better place, where else could you have it? You're not going to have it outside of America. You're not going to have it in California. You're not going to have, where would you have it? The judgment seat right there, basically. To parade them before the world right there at the White House. What do you guys think? I know one thing. I want to see them, you know, brought before open shame before the world. Now, and also I can just imagine them having all of their sins, their evil deeds, you know, put out on the big screen for all to see while they have to sit there and watch. And then, okay, we're just going to say this. This is not going to happen. But I would... Oh, it'd be great if they were in a cage where they were, you know, beat the tar out of for all the evil that they've done. The honest truth is they deserve it. And they deserve, not only do they deserve that, they deserve far worse. They've done crimes against humanity. They've done crimes against children. So I think that this fight is not about a UFC fight. And also, you guys know it's on June 14th, which is Christ's birthday. We're having a Bethlehem Star. I'm going to show you that in a second. Also, this is the birthday of Christ. It's actually also Trump's birthday. It's Flag Day. And we're having this very interesting event on that day. So here's what President Trump had to say about it. Here we go.
I don't know that in Paris, France, the Eiffel Tower, 1889, it was built. It was supposed to be taken down immediately after the World's Fair. And then they said, you know, we sort of like it. Let's leave it up a little bit longer. And then they said, let's leave it up longer and longer and longer. Well, they never took it down. And, you know, we're building something in front of the White House that's quite attractive to a lot of people. It's going to have the big UFC fight on June 14th. And I'm looking at it and maybe we'll never, ever take it down.
I don't think he's just trolling. I don't. I think he's got plans for that, and I really can't imagine another place that you could have where you would parade these evildoers before the world, and it would be fight night every night to expose them before the world. I'm up for it. I'm here for it. All right, so I think that would be potentially what he's saying with that. Now this is something very different. This is very different. And I appreciate Susan Kokenda from Promethean Action bringing this up. I'm going to play a little clip of what President Trump had to say. He sounds like he's agreeing with the monetary policy of Bernie Sanders, of all things, the socialist. And so I'm going to tell you before he tells you. Basically, what they've always led us to believe is, you know, we have these free markets that the government can never get involved with. And that's been their ability to say, you don't have the government get involved because the banks will get involved. Well, we know who controls the banks. The banks have hand selected the winners and the losers, right? And unless you were part of their system, you couldn't get the money to be able to finance your the work that you were trying to do. And that's why so much of this production has gone to China and India and other places around the world. So President Trump is saying something different that sounds like Bernie and socialism, where the government is controlling the money. Yes, you can have the financing from the banks, but also we're not going to let them, because who trusts these people? These are the very ones that need to be in the claw because of how they've harmed America, destroyed America. 72,000 jobs leaving. 72,000 factories leaving America since the Bill Clinton administration. So what's going on with President Trump? Is he saying socialism is good? No, he's saying that we need to have free and fair trade so that the companies are free to let their production run wild. And that if that means that the government would come in and make loans to them, then so be it. I think that's, in a nutshell, that's it. Check it out.
By having growth, we have great growth, and that doesn't mean inflation. In fact, it can be anti-inflation growth. So I hope the market starts to learn that when you have good numbers, the market should go up, not down.
So, all right. So, yeah, she has. This is a really great video. I will make sure that you have a copy of this.
On Air Force One.
Okay.
He's called it. Ed is a very.
Okay. So I'm going to show you. I'll send you the link to this so you can listen to the whole thing. It's a 13-minute video, and it's a really, really good video to watch and understand. So he's saying that they've always run the monetary policy where they say, oh, well, if the numbers are good in the economy, then we really need to clamp down on the money so that people can't get the businesses can't get the money and they have to pay a higher interest rate because we don't want terrible inflation to happen. But what he's saying is just because you have business going well doesn't mean that there's going to be inflation. What happens is when you have more people in the workforce, more productivity, then the prices actually come down. Just supply and demand, you're going to have more productivity brings down the prices. So, what they've done, though, they've used these, quote, monetary policies to squash and squelch the American productivity on purpose, because if they had the winners and the losers, if they were the ones who were allowing the financing to these companies, then they're the ones who were gaining the profits from them, and everybody else is a loser. And that's why we have had, have no jobs. The other thing is they've led all these kids to go to school doing something that is not really for productivity. And now a lot of the youth they're going to training for jobs that are more of the on the production side, because that's where we're moving. We're going to have production type of jobs. And they were also talking about how the first thing you start to see is these businesses ramping up that you might not necessarily see the new jobs, but you'll see people doing overtime, getting more orders in, that type of thing, as productivity starts to ramp up in America. And that's what we're seeing. The numbers came back this week, and they were really amazing. They remember how under Joe Biden, they always had to bring the numbers down after the jobs reports came in? Now with President Trump, they were off by 67%. They were so much higher than what they had expected them to be. Let me see if I can play that little clip. There's a portion here. Yeah, this is it. Let me read this one too. Such great information.
Skilled trade.
Yeah. 90% of U.S. contractors report labor shortages. That 94%. That tells you that they are ramping up, that they need more skilled labor, and they need more kids, more people in the job force who know how to do these skilled trades. 60% of Gen Z Americans plan to pursue skilled trade work this year. Half of Gen Z college graduates are also pivoting to trades because they realize that's really where the money is. because we're finally, they've realized that finally with under President Trump and where we're moving into the golden age, we're going to have production back in America and not all in China. So this is a huge thing to understand. And also that it's not going to be controlled by the bankers. That's the biggest part that I want you to see. Okay, there's one other thing I want you to see if I can find this little clip. There it is. To put this another way, after decades of deindustrialization, what that means is moving all the productivity, all the factories to China, the first stage of manufacturing comeback will always show up in orders, machinery, construction, overtime, and productivity before it shows up in payroll fully. So with that, that tells you this is where we're headed back. America just put on here. This is going to be about the socialism, okay? And it's, they've made it look like socialism was a bad thing. And if it was a total government control of everything, of course it would be bad. But it's not bad if you have it if you have a free market. And you make sure that everyone has access to the capital, to the financing that they need. Is that making sense? So President Trump is a genius. He's been talking about this for a long time. He said all of the Bernie voters, because they got, you know, the shaft when both Hillary and Kamala took their place, or Biden took his place, they went to President Trump because they realized he was the one who was maybe more inclined to move in the direction of productivity. And isn't he? Definitely he is. All right. Next, let's talk about these pools. I want you to see the pool, in case you didn't see the video we did yesterday, of the reflecting pool between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial filling up so quickly. Check this out. So exciting. Check this. It was just basically one opening in the middle, and it really went quickly because you see these people are just standing here, and then you'll see them walking along the side. And when it really started to fill up, it went super fast, like opening. Look at those people just walking. See how quickly it filled up? How cool would it have been to have been there at that point? But it's like open the floodgates. And this is the point about the blessings that are flowing into our country, is opening all these floodgates. We talked about each one of these yesterday on this video right here, Trump the Punisher. Definitely check into Trump the Punisher. And we also showed each one of the fountains, and also, you know, what God's word says, that there'll be fountains opened. And it's not just symbolism. It's we're seeing it, but it is symbolic of the blessings that are flowing into our country. So there's that, as well as, I love this, President Trump posted this beautiful reflection of him instead of the Asherah pole. Instead of that, we're seeing him hugging the American flag. How cool is that? I think that's awesome. I know David Clements just posted the other day, you know, about changing the Asherah pole monument to a cross. I'm up for that too. But there is the one just of President Trump. How cool is that? Yes, President Trump, thank you for loving America and fighting for America and taking every kind of abuse because you were bringing back America. It's amazing. He's really, this whole thing, idea of this, you know, socialism, you know, and he's not saying he's pro-socialism, but just, you know, freeing up the business and making sure that they have what they need. This was really the plan way back from Alexander Hamilton and what Lincoln wanted and FDR wanted. This is what's been, they've been wanting, you know, in the true American plan all this time. But they've always had these people trying to say, no, we want you to be a vassal state. We want you to be a colony. We want you to be an imperialist area that we siphon off all of your wealth. That's what they've tried to do. And actually, I posted something this morning about Churchill. And so you might want to check into that. There's a lot more information about Churchill. He was really, from what I can tell, he was trying to slow down the productivity in America. And FDR said, nothing doing. We're full steam ahead. And that's one of the reasons they fought him. As soon as FDR was dead, they started to do more siphoning off the wealth. They put in their puppets, and they've siphoned off the wealth since. But now we have President Trump. So, yeah, and it will never go back. Never go back to that way before again, ever. We haven't come this far to let them do it again. All right, so yay, President Trump. Did you guys know about this promenade? Have you heard about this promenade? Let me see if I have that picture of this. Yes, here it is. This is Okay, so you're right there at the Washington, I'm sorry, the Lincoln Memorial, and you see the beautiful new reflecting pool that's been filled up, and it's just so beautiful. And so the original plan, literally like 100 years ago, was for there to be a promenade where you would walk down to the Potomac, and then you could walk across the bridge into where you would now see the Arc de Triomphe, which was the Arc of Trump, and then also into Arlington Cemetery, where it's showing that we have these great monuments to these great, you know, people who have fought and died to save our country. And so there, he just announced that he's going to be doing this. He's finally accomplishing this. Because if you've ever been there, it's not easy to get around. And so they're going to, instead of having just this weird construction area, it's always like a construction area over on the backside of the Lincoln Memorial. It's going to be a beautiful area on that side. And that's actually was supposed to be the front. I didn't realize that. So I'm going to let you listen to what he had to say about it.
That was a good excuse, but after that, it just never happened, and we're going to get it done. And so we're doing it with the Department of Interior, and we're also doing the National Garden of American Heroes, which is phenomenal. And we're doing something that just came up. We'll have a little breaking news here because nobody's heard of it, but at the Lincoln Memorial, the front was supposed to be the back. The back was supposed to be the front. It never got built because they built two roadways behind it after it was built, and it shut off the gateway to the water. That was really going to be the main entry, and we're going to be doing that. It's called the promenade. It'll be the promenade. They want to call it the Trump promenade, but I don't know if I want to do that. But it's going to be beautiful. It's a beautiful project, and it's going to take the Lincoln Memorial right down to the Potomac, which it was always scheduled to do. But when they built the roads, that was the end of that. But we have a way of beautifully going over those two roads, the highways, very, very strong, very important roads, actually, as you know, from the bridge. But it's going to be great. So can I ask Doug just a couple of seconds to talk about those three great projects that we just started?
Yeah, so the roads that are there are very important. He's not going to stop the roads that are there that move people around because the traffic is already terrible in Washington, D.C., but he's going to make, I think, a bridge over the roads that will go down to the Potomac. And again, the garden of these heroes. And so it's just going to be beautiful. He's talked about this for years, and he said this would happen, for our 250th anniversary, and here we are.
Starting. Well, I'd say it's important for everyone to know that, as you described, these are plans and ideas that have existed almost since the end of the Civil War. But the McMillan plan, which is the one that designed the National Mall as we see it today, that was in the early part of the 1900s, envisioned this connection that you would have the memorial bridge between the Lincoln Memorial and Arlington Cemetery. At the halfway point, there's a very large circle. It was designed to hold a monument. The arc that would go there is a fantastic complement and completion of this plan that's over 120 years ago, President Trump's vision of how to build that. And of course, President Trump has talked to President Macron from France. More people visit the Arc de Triomphe than even visit the Eiffel Tower. I mean, this would be a highlight for Americans to come. The views back at the city from the top of the arch would be amazing. The views from this side, from West Potomac, where the National Garden of Heroes was, looking across at the arch would be amazing. And of course, the promenade on the backside of the Lincoln is, as President Trump described, right now there's no pedestrian access. You're on the mall. People come from around the world. They don't know that 100 yards away is the beautiful Potomac River, which was part of the original plan. And now they'd be able to walk around the Lincoln Memorial, walk on a pedestrian bridge over the first highway, walk over the next one, and right down to the water. It would complete the vision. These projects would complete the original vision, the McMillan plan. And how fortunate are we to have the builder-in-chief, someone who both has the vision and the understanding of how to get projects done that would, again, make our city safe and beautiful, just like the executive order President Trump put out last year has accomplished. And while we are ready for the celebration of our 250th anniversary, the city's never been safer. It's never been more beautiful. But President Trump's not stopping there. Vision that he has for these projects would extend for generations forward. So thank you, President
Trump.
Thank
you very much. Great job.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Okay, so I wanted to kind of show you something. Actually, you can see it a little bit from this picture. Okay, so here's the Lincoln Memorial that was supposed to be the front. And so, yeah, they didn't do it the way it was originally planned. And so they'll have a bridge that would go over these two roads, right? This road right here, this Lincoln Memorial Circle, and then also over this one right here to take people down to the water. And so if you notice right here, there are horses, and President Trump is gold flecking those. And so, I mean, just really making everything glisten and look special and beautiful as our country deserves to look, instead of everything looking, you know, dilapidated. But on the other side, just as soon as you get to the other side of the Potomac, you'll see another circle, and that's where they're putting the Trump, the Ark of Trump. Okay, let me see if I can find this. Maybe I could show you a picture of that Arch of Trump. I don't know what I called it. I know I posted about it before. Let's see if I can grab that real quick and see. No, I don't see it. You know what? That might be it. Yeah, this is it. Okay, here it is. I actually have it. All right, so let me grab this one and I'll show it to you. Oh, wait, I've posted so many things. I have everything. Here it is, right here. So you see, this is the Lincoln Memorial right here. And then they were saying that they would have a archway to go to the Potomac, and you go across the bridge right there, and there is the Ark of Trump right there. And this is what it's going to be, this Harrison design right here. A proposal for the Triumphal Arch in D.C. for America 250 is in the circle, the traffic circle in front of Arlington National Cemetery. America's needs a triumphal arch. Love that. I love that. We do. Beautiful Liberty with the wings. How beautiful is that? And yeah, she doesn't look like a man. And that's pretty, pretty cool. Thank you, President Trump, for making everything just very beautiful and exciting. Look at the Union Station. How beautiful is this?
Listen to the beautiful sounds of Union Station.
Everything is being beautiful again. Here's the Lincoln, the Lafayette Park fountains that are flowing again. How beautiful. So again, like I said, we talked about this more, and I went into Bible verses about it yesterday in this video, Trump the Punisher. And also the thing I want you to see when you look at that video is about Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51. So if you have time today, I would really encourage you to read the whole thing. But I've read giant swaths of it. I'll pop this in this video right here into the chat for you guys to share on the other channels. But this is chapter 50 and 51 are absolutely amazing, where he's talking about Babylon is falling, Babylon is gone, and all the punishment that they deserve so richly being meted out on them. And again, it really draws us back to what's happening at the claw. So I want you to make sure to see that in case you miss it. So grab that link before it goes fast on the chat sometimes. Grab that real quick. And you guys, please put it over in the comments so people can easily grab that. So here is the Ark of Trump. If you are interested in looking at how this is all biblical, definitely check into my books on Amazon. They're $2.99. I'm just trying to get the truth out about them. And I've got lots of videos you can watch for free on my melissaredpill.com. And the whole series of the end times revelation study is over there too. So definitely check into these, and you will really, if you're new here, you're missing out. You got to make sure that you catch up on how this is literally biblical, what we are watching, and what we have been waiting for thousands of years to be set free from this criminal cabal. And also the Golden Age is talking about the beautiful, bright days that are ahead. It's just going to be great. If you guys wouldn't mind, grab that link also and go and put a review. I would really help a lot for people to see this and see how important this information is. The Decode of Revelation has gotten over 3,600 reviews. So thank you guys so much. Do the same thing for the one, This is Biblical, as well as the Minor Prophets. If you haven't really read that, the Minor Prophets is at 1,200. So thank you for doing that. I love the Minor Prophets book. I'd never really understood them. And then I'm like, oh, now we get it. Now we see what they were trying to tell us. They were trying to tell us about this day and how we would defeat our enemies. Very, very exciting news. You can also listen to them on Kindle as well as on my Melissa Red Pill. Now, this song right here, you'll hear the words. It says, I am a king in my own land. Okay. I'm just saying, President Trump just posted this week. Now, this beautiful building right here is not the Treasury building. You can tell because it's got the Corinthian tops to the columns. They're fluted columns, which they are at the Treasury building also, but they're also Corinthian, whereas the Treasury building, there are Doral, I think is the name of them. Anyway, they're not the Corinthian. The Corinthian is like, you know, pomegranates and floral, and either one is beautiful, but it's just not the same. All right, so here is what it looks like. This is this building over in Italy, and it's called the Victory of Something Building. I have it written down. Anyway, so this is what it truly is. You see the Corinthian tops of the columns and how beautiful this is. And so what in the world? Why is President Trump hosting this? I'm going to give you some clues what I think is the reason for this. Let me see if I can go. Okay, here it is. It's looking wrong thing. It says the photo is the altar of the fatherland. Altare Dei Patria. I don't know how to say that. I think that's Italian. Altar of the Fatherland, also known as the Monument to Victor Emmanuel. Emmanuel is in God with us. Monumento Nazionale Vittorio Emmanuel, whatever, in Rome, Italy. So why is he posting this, you guys? I want you to tell me in the comments, what do you think? So I'm going to let you hear what it's the song also. Check this out. It's a beautiful building. It's a beautiful building. And I love that it's talking about the altar of the fatherland. In other words, a place of worship where we worship the Lord for giving us. Does it sound okay? Got a weird thing going on. It's where we have the worship of the Lord in our land. And also the victory that we receive, that we have because we have our own land. We have our freedom. That's the whole point of the land. The land is symbolic for that we, you know, compared to the sea, which is where we're cargo and owned by this criminal cartel, satanic criminal cabal. On the land, we're a free man. That's the difference. So land is always indicating that we are standing in our own 2 feet. It comes from, I think originally, from the passage in Daniel where the wings were plucked off of the lion and became a man standing on the land, that no longer being controlled by any of these kingdoms, but that we are sovereign individuals and we have the respect as sovereign individuals to have rights given to us by God himself, that we're created in his image with these rights given to us by him that no one can take away. Unalienable. They can't be leaned. They can't be sold off. These are given to us and they can't be taken away. Yes, they have taken them away, but not legally. They cannot be legally taken away, whether you're in America or any country. Okay. And so this is what's beautiful, you know, for him to play this song. I am a king in my own land. And so, yeah, I think that it's about him. And it's also about you and me, that we are kings and queens. We are royalty. We will rule and reign with Christ. We're standing as a free man and a free woman on the land. This is really where we're headed in the golden age, that we have this sovereign authority in and of ourselves with this rights given to us by God himself that no government can take away. I want you to see that. But then it's okay. The song that it's playing is called Outro. Let me see if I can get to that one. Okay, here's the song. It's an outro by M38, and I've got the link to it, so you can pop it in there. I'm going to grab this whole thing so you can look at it. Just so grab this one real quick. This is the one I'll put on here. This is the I'll just say this is Kings. Okay. On this video by M38 called Outro, it's got some very interesting symbolism. Very interesting. Look at this first picture. One is where these two, I don't know if you want to call them planets, heavenly bodies, stars, whatever you want to call them, they're conjoining. How cool is that? And for those of you who are new, I'm going to show you in a second how we are watching in the heavens the conjoining of Venus and Jupiter, which is exactly what happened at the Bethlehem Star 2,000 years ago when the wise men saw that. Okay, but I thought that was really interesting that this song, the music video for this song that he played, if people would take the time to go and see more about what his messaging here, has in it these two conjoining. How random is that? Right? And, you know, as I have learned about biblical astronomy, not astrology, but biblical astronomy, how the Lord set up the beautiful signs in the heavens for us, as well as, you know, the Bible says in Psalm, I think it's 13, the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament displays his handiwork. Day after day they utter speech, night after night they declare knowledge. There's no place where their voice is not heard. Everybody can see these signs in the heavens. Nobody can be hidden from it unless they're forced to stay in the house. They can't go look at the sky. Or they got cloud cover. Anyway, so I just found that was very interesting to see that we're having this conjoining, because that's a kind of a rare event. It's not, you know, completely rare, but it's not, doesn't happen just every day. And so that, I thought that was really cool. All right, so then it's also got this bride, this beautiful bride, and she is, her feet are still kind of tangled up in this net, in this web, but she is getting free. She's getting loose from this. And this is really the biblical picture of being redeemed, being set free, and that what the Lord is doing for humanity is setting humanity free, and that we are his bride. We are the bride of Christ, that we are being liberated into this freedom. And that's really what the golden age is about, that I was talking to you about. You know, the golden age is a golden age of freedom, the golden age of truth, the golden age of justice, the golden age of the claw. And so I just found this was a very interesting picture. This video, this whole video outro by M38 is very, has a lot of symbolism. All right, so then the other thing is, she, at later on in the video, she's looking at her fingers and they are electric. And so I think that what it's symbolizing is that she's realizing the power that she has. You know, we've been pushed down for so long and thought that, you know, we really didn't have any power, and we were just, you know, they had their boot on our throat, and we just thought, well, there's nothing we can do. Well, because of the 17 movement, because of President Trump, and you know what's happening all around the world, everybody is being set free, just like that bride in that picture, but free to be who they are and the power that we have, like becoming kings and queens and ruling and reigning with Christ. Instead of being pushed down, we're being raised up. Instead of being, you know, descending, we are ascending. And I think that's what that picture is. What do you think? You think? Yeah, like a diamond. I love that. Yeah, so I just thought that was really, really a cool video. So definitely go and check that that link that and watch that YouTube video if you want to, and you know, just watch all this beautiful symbolism. I think it's super cool. All right, the next thing on the lyrics. Let me see if I have these lyrics pulled up. I'm gonna pull up the lyrics. Okay, here it is. It says, "Oh, where's the lyrics? Got the lyrics." Anyway, bottom line, okay, here we go. I'm the king of my own land. Facing tempests of dust, I'll fight until the end. End of the war, till we're completely free, right? That's the whole point. It's not the end of us, it's the end of the war. And again, that goes back to my book here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. When you hear about end times, think of the end times for them ruling over us. The end times for them keeping us down, right? Facing tempests of dust, I'll fight until the end. Creatures of my dreams, raise up and dance with me. Now and forever, I'm your king. Okay, I didn't put the song out there. He put the song out there. And I'm just saying, I don't want President Trump's term to end. I'm just going to say that. I do not have any desire for his term to end. I think Vance is great. I think Rubio is great. I think they're all great. I don't want President Trump to leave office ever. I don't care. I do not care what anybody says. I don't care. And there is precedent for it. If you remember, FDR stayed in for four terms. I'm just saying. Okay. So I'll read that again. So soak this in and see, what is he saying? I'm the king of my own land. Facing tempests of dust, I'll fight until the end. End of the war. Creatures of my dreams, raise up and dance with me. Now and forever, I'm your king. I'm up for it. I'm here for it. I'm up for it, and I'm here for it. Okay, but yeah, so what's happening in the heavens is this. I just posted this video. It's gotten 40,000 views, so I'm going to pop this up for you guys to share this. I want a lot of people to see this, because their opportunity to see this sign in the heavens is like tonight, Sunday night, the 7th, and the 8th, and the 9th, so Monday and Tuesday. So I'm going to play this for you so you can see what this is. And let me grab this link, and I'll pop it over into the chat. Check this out. The same Bethlehem star conjunction of Jupiter and Venus is happening on June 9th. If you want to see it, go look in the western sky as soon as the sun goes down, and you will see the two brightest stars in the heavens become the same Bethlehem star the wise men saw 2,000 years ago. All right. So you see right there on the 9th, there's a conjunction, just like on that picture I was just showing you from the outro. Okay, how random is that? How random is that? So yeah, so I just grabbed that link. Are you guys giving the thumbs up if you're able to put this over onto the YouTube one? All right, so then if you look also at the 8th, which is kind of cool. Let me see if I can back it up to the 8th. Okay, right there on the 8th, it's really a conjunction on 2 days. Really, if you notice, it's really, really close. On the 8th and the 9th. So that means Monday night and Tuesday night. So on the 7th, we'll do the 7th. Let's see right here. The 7th right there. It's pretty close. So for so long we've been watching it. It's like, when you're going so slow, and all of a sudden it's there. It's like, bam. It's moved. It's gone. It doesn't really go faster. It just it appears to have moved faster. So yeah, that I think is a beautiful image for us to watch for. Because it is what exactly the wise men saw. Now, the Bethlehem conjunction of Venus and Jupiter were in Leo, not in Gemini. This time it's in Gemini. Gemini, as I've said many times, I'm going to say it again, it is the twins representing the tribe of Benjamin. It stands for or symbolizes the dual nature of Christ as God and man, as the king and the suffering servant. This is so cool that it's in that constellation, whereas before it was in the Judah, the Leo, the line of the tribe of Judah. And so, but either way, it was a conjunction then, and it's a conjunction now. And if you haven't seen that, when you go to that link that I just shared and you scroll down to the very next post, you'll see this short video about the Bethlehem star and how the wise men knew. So it's like a 20-minute video, and I'll show you that. That's the conjunction back in the day, back in the year -1, bottom line, on Jesus's birthday. So that was the conjunction back then. All right. So for those of you who are new, because people are like, no, that was just a special star that just appeared. Well, the reason that that is not the truth is because the wise men came on their camels for months, and they knew that this conjunction was going to happen. They were watching for it literally for 7 generations. Remember how 7 times 70? This is the promise that the Lord said, and it told Daniel, if they would watch, that they would see the Christ child being born. And so they passed it down from generation to generation to generation for 7 generations. And amazingly, they were still watching after the 7th generation, and they got on their camels and they went, and as sure as the world, they saw the beautiful Bethlehem star in over Bethlehem. They thought he was going to be born in the palace, but he was not. He was born in a stable, right? And so the lowly suffering servant, who's also the king of the world. So I just think that's really cool. And so it's that we're seeing this same conjunction. Not that it never happens, but this is a rare thing. And I just think it's the timeliness of it is because of what we're seeing happening right now in the world. We're seeing that we are at the end of this battle of Armageddon that we've been fighting for 10 years. Some people don't see it because they haven't been in the fight. Some people don't see it because they're trolls and they're trying to throw us off. We see it. We're like the wise men of this day. There were people in Bethlehem who completely missed the Bethlehem star. They're missing it. They were asleep. They slept right through it. There are people who are missing this also. Not you, though, because you're here. And I'm so glad that the Lord has shown it to me so I can share it with you. And so thank you for sharing this over on this other channel. Now, I'm gonna grab this real super quick. I'm going to grab, when you click on that link right there, it takes you over to my channel where you can watch that video. And it's over on, I think it's on Rumble too, but I'm going to just grab this. This is the, I'll just say the Beth star, go ahead and spell it out. Bethlehem star. Okay. So that's that. So you can watch that if you've never seen that before. All right. So there's that. This is what it looked like, the night before last. Let me see if I have the one. Now that's what it's going to look like on the 9th. Let's see if I have the other one. Hang on. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to grab it, and I didn't do it. The one from last night. But hold on real quick. I want to show that to you. Super quick. I've always got so many things to show you. It's like, how do I get everything to show you, though? All right, so let me see if I can figure out. Where did I put that? Hang on. I'm going to get it. Get it. Is that it? No. Hang on. Entertain yourselves. Well, I can't entertain you right now because I've got to find something. Okay. Grab it. I had sent it over to myself so I would be able to have it for you. And somehow or another, I got busy. I literally had like 50 things to show you today. Okay, here it is. Got it. I got it. Here it is. This was last night. And I looked at my future. I'm like, every day it's going to be cloudy. But for the just for a few moments, the clouds broke so I could see it. So what? Yeah, you can see how close it is now. It's really just about there. It's really just about there. And then tonight, it'll probably be right here in the middle. And then on Monday night, it'll be right here. Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting to see. So just exactly what the wise men saw back in the day. But yeah, so what you have to do is you have to go out into your western sky. And if you have the SkyView app on your phone, it'll help you to identify it, to find out exactly the star that you're looking for. It'll show you Venus. It'll show you Gemini. And so you can do that. But basically look into the western sky and you can't miss it unless you got a sky full of clouds. And I asked my husband, where can we go? So there is a place, but it would be like a 5-hour drive that says it doesn't have clouds. Seriously. The thing is, the cloud cover is not the whole time. So maybe it would be clear. But the thing is, you've got to go out there as soon as the sun goes down. You have to go out immediately and see it because it'll be past the horizon within, if you wait an hour. You have to look at it as soon as the sun goes down, okay? I have several people who've been posting videos, but there's nothing like seeing it yourself because if you don't have clouds, it's so sparkly. And, get out your binoculars. Get out your binoculars, and you can see it really well that way. And so if anybody has one of those Nikon P500 cameras, take a picture of it with that because that can really zoom in on it. And share it with us. Does anybody have one? If you do, please, please, please take a picture of it like that. And because the pictures that I'm taking do not do it justice. It's just beautiful. And especially when they conjoin, it's going to be knock your socks off brilliant. Again, if you don't have clouds. All right. So that's what who knows? We might end up going somewhere because, this is just too cool to see. All right, I want you to know that yesterday was also, 6-6 was D-Day, and I want you to see this post, D-Day Patriots, we will have our country back. Q plus is President Trump, we all believe. And thank you for RevDQ for posting that. So, thank you for all those who have, family members who fought and died and, just did everything that they could to stop the cabal. And they brought us to this point so that we could finally, once and for all, end their evil over the earth. Praise the Lord. So thank you for their service and for their sacrifice for our country. All right, I think that's everything. So is there anything else, you guys? I'll be over in the chat for a little bit, so I just want to share all this good stuff with you. Let's pray before we go, and then I'm going to just open this real quick. If you haven't seen the health page, definitely look into the health page, because this is the wonderful truth about how you can get your health and maintain your health, protect yourself from all the onslaught of the enemy, because I'm telling you, they are literally out to get rid of us. If COVID didn't tell you that, I don't know what could. But it's not just the COVID jab. It's also so many other things that they are doing. And this is the true ways that you can stave off anything that they want to do to attack your health. Okay? Detox, detox, detox every day. Be very careful that you get the nutrients. Like I just posted this morning, the Dave Killer Bread, which was so good, now it was bought out by Nature's Own and it's junk. I cannot wait until we have our food not filled with all this junk. You've got to be so careful and just fill your body with all these nutrients, and so that you can have your body tough and strong. Get your probiotics so you can protect your body from all of the attacks of the enemy. Make your immune system so strong with the probiotics. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that this is the day we've been waiting for thousands of years. Thank you for what we see happening on the earth, the beautiful things that are happening, the fountains that are flowing, and the justice that's coming, and the claw, and also the signs in the heavens that you have put there for us to let us know this is truly the day that we have been, that the entire world has been waiting for us to be set free and to come out of the bondage to these people, to no longer descend, but to ascend, and that they will be gone, just like your word says. Thank you, Lord, for our Freedom Force Battalion. I thank you for every one of them. I ask you to continue to bless them and strengthen them, give them continual comfort and hope and courage as they keep in the fight. Help them know that you're right beside them, and that we're, thank you that you brought us here, that so we're here together during this this wild ride. But we're just enjoying the show. We're going to just be at complete peace, knowing that you are in complete control and you have patriots who are in control, so that we don't have to worry at all. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. Did I show you patriots in control? Did I do that? Did I forget? Or just put that in my heart and mind to think of that? And I have a feeling I said I was going to do it, and I don't think I did. Yeah, you guys, I want to see. Talking about patriots in control. But hang on, just bear with me one more time. I've got one more thing I want to show you before we go, because I promised and I want to break my promise. Patriots in control. Okay. Okay, here we go. Here, I want you to see this one. I don't think I showed you this one. Just thought of that. The Lord put it in my heart to tell you about this. This is one that was found by MJ Truth. This is what the White House posted. Patriots in control. Did you guys see that one? Patriots in control. This is from all throughout the board. I want you to see this. Post 2254, Patriots are in control. 2621, watch CA. So thank you, MJ Truth. Also, trust the plan. And then the White House did this one also, Patriots are in control. I'll pop this over in the chat so you guys can have that too. All right, I think that's everything. I will see you on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central for more. Who knows what else is going to happen before then, but we just enjoy the show. And I'll see you on the social media. And I guess that's it. I love you guys. And I will talk to you. Hang on, where do I need to be? I'll talk to you later.
A sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.